A day after the Dodgers won in 12 innings 2-1 over Milwaukee, both teams looking fresh and loose. Rich Hill starting for the Dodgers. He's in a 2-2 game, bottom of the third. He faces Jesus Aguilar of Milwaukee.
Left-hander has Aguilar down to the count 0-2. Wind up in the pitch. Drive deep left field. Brewers are going to lead it 3-2. Ha ha, what a shot. Base is full of Brewers. Down by a run, it's 4-3 Dodgers. Fields has his sign. He's at the belt. And the pitch. Swing and a drive. Deep right field. Back Puig. Still back. It is gone! Grand slam, Travis Shaw. Brewers take the lead. It's 7-4. Fields deals. That's driven deep left. Back to back.
Dodgers. Right back in it now. Bases remain loaded. Here it is. Swinging a fly ball. The center deep way back. And this one is gone. Chris Taylor just hit one out of here with the bases loaded. And the Dodgers, just like that, have come back. Wow. He hit it out of here in dead center with the bases loaded. The Dodgers have a 5-run ninth. Still only one out. All right, now set again. The 1-2 delivery, and it's hit in the air to shallow right center. Playable, and this one is over. Dodgers win it. Final 10-8.
The Dodgers have taken the first two games of their series in Milwaukee. Saturday's final is 10-8. The Dodgers batted around in the ninth inning, scoring 5 runs to pick up the win, making a winner out of Brandon Morrow. He's 2-0, throwing a scoreless eighth inning. The Brewers lost starting pitcher Matt Garza after 4 with a chest contusion. The game lasted 4 hours and 7 minutes. Second straight day, the Brewers suffer a heartbreaking defeat at the hands of the Dodgers. Saturday's final is 10-8. Here's Milwaukee manager Craig Counsell.
Yeah, no, I mean, we got, you know, after Matt had to leave early, you know, I thought we got to the ninth inning the way we wanted to and in good shape. So, you know, and I was comfortable with Carlos going out there, certainly with a 3-run lead. You know, just didn't, we made enough mistakes, though, that, you know, we had to work too hard, and they put some good at-bats together.
Did Aguilar say at all what he was thinking on that play?
It's a mistake. You know, I mean, it's 2 outs, man on second. It's, you know, that's the play you take. I think that's, you know, if anything, step on the bag and throw it, but take the out first for sure.
Any way to know, like, how, I mean, that would have been the second out. I mean, Carlos still didn't get any of the next 3 or 4 guys out.
Well, that's a different inning. That's a different inning. If we take that out, that's a different inning. I believe that for sure.
Just because of circumstances and the way you pitch. And
well, there's no rally going. It's just a different, completely different inning.
Garza, they said he had a bruised chest. Obviously, he collided with that guy.
Yeah, just from the collision. You know, we'll evaluate him tomorrow and see how he is.
Was his shoulder okay? He was doing stuff.
Yeah, it jolted his shoulder a little bit too, but it was more the chest that was bugging him. So, I mean, I thought he threw the ball fine after the incident, but the chest was bugging him, so we got him out of there.
It looked like he and Aguilar were out of sync on grounders the first more than once, like whether he should cover or take it himself, and they almost ran into each other again later that inning.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's, you know, kind of baseball 101. I mean, Maggie's got to take charge there, and he's got to be the one, you know, he's got to be the one that's decisive there.
And he's played well at first base this year, correct?
I mean, he's played well. He has. I mean, he's turned a bunch of double plays like that. But you know, it's situational baseball. We have to play the situations, and you know, look. These are lessons for us that we have to get better. That how hard it is to win games, and we have to be better to win games. You know, mistakes like that—they do cost you games. Whether if it's they cost you games. So, it's unfortunate. You don't like it when it happens, but if you make mistakes like that, you're not going to win games against teams like that.
As good as your rotation's going, we talked about that before the game. Do you feel like your bullpen, just various guys on different nights, are struggling right now?
Yeah, I mean it's. You know, there's some guys did a good job. We're asking a lot of those guys, and you know, we're covering innings, and you know, there haven't been, you know, we've had guys pitch well at times. All of them have pitched well at times, but you know, we've kind of haven't timed them up good, unfortunately. But there's, you know, we're counting on those guys, and we're gonna count on them moving forward.
Craig, more positive, obviously, was Shaw's grand slam. That's typically the type of thing that a team is not going to come back from, like the Dodgers did tonight. Kind of a big momentum shift in the game.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great inning. I mean, it started with a Sogard again, 0-2, and drawing a walk. And Domingo had a nice at-bat. Aguilar had a nice at-bat. And Travis got into a good count. And it was, hit a grand slam. So we did very good things that inning. That it should have been enough.
Do you feel like the offense did a good job responding in the first inning with those two runs, especially after last night with all the strikeouts kind of, jumping?
Yeah, well, we took it. They made a mistake in that first inning. So, you know, they had the ground ball there on Hernandez. We took advantage of a mistake. But, you know, that's the big thing. And Hill struggled throwing strikes a little bit today. And we did a good job. He ran his pitch count up pretty heavy, and you know, coming off an extra inning game, you're thinking that's good to get to their bullpen pretty early. And I thought we did a good job at that. We didn't, and we had the big inning we needed too. So, we got to play better against these teams to beat them. That's the bottom line. We did some really good things. But to beat teams like this, we got to do more.
Milwaukee will look to turn it around on Sunday in the series finale with Zach Davies taking the ball against Kenta Maeda of the Dodgers.